Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box, CKDJ 107.9's longest running show, 14th year as of right now. Feels good to be back. My name's Greg. That's Josh, and our new co-host, well, not really new anymore, third episode, Connor. How are you feeling to be here for the third episode?
It's an absolute honor to be back.
Always the answer.
He's going to say
it. Absolute pleasure to be on such a prestigious show, you know, longest running show.
He's not wrong.
It's really improved my social life. Like,
really?
I walk out in public, and they go, you're on the Press Box. I'm like, yep. And then
They know.
Who says that?
All the
people in Metcalf.
Everyone.
When he wakes up and he's on his way to school. They're like, "Oh, you're on the Press Box."
No, I just walk around campus. They're like, "Yo, I'll get you a free pizza. You're on the Press Box."
It's really?
Like,
how often does that happen?
Oh, every day.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, me and Greg never got that treatment.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're just not as liked by the public as I am.
For sure. For
really?
Sure.
You know,
been here for what, like a month?
I'm an icon on the show already. 3 episodes in.
We gotta check our listeners, by the way, see if we have any
new listeners.
New listeners.
I don't know. We've made a post in like the last 3 weeks since Connor's.
Yeah, the Press Box Instagram is dead as hell. It is.
Yeah, it's been.
I posted last week.
Yeah.
What you post?
It was me on the call.
Yeah,
that was you posting that.
Yeah, I run social media, even though I never posted. I haven't posted in like 3 weeks before that, but it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get it back. We'll get it back. Back going.
We'll get it going again. Don't worry. We'll post for this episode. All right. So let's hop into the action, fellas. We had a lot that happened during Sunday and Thursday.
Flip the hat around.
Flip the hat around. Me and Connor got our Bills memorabilia on right now. It feels nice, you know. We can start with that game because it was at 1 o'clock. And the Bills absolutely walloped the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Just no surprise. No surprise.
Yeah, nobody was surprised. We knew it was going to happen. Connor, thoughts?
I mean, just embarrassing if you're a Steelers fan, you know.
Yeah, big time.
I wouldn't show my face out. Gabe Davis just absolutely going off. A couple of my friends took him out in fantasy, and they were in tears. Tears, I tell you.
I started him.
But
with Josh Allen. I had the double points. Double
good
stat.
Good man. Is Poyer back next week?
He should be. I'm pretty sure. I'm not going to lie. I think most of the players would have played this week if it wasn't against the Steelers. Like,
yeah.
If Kansas City was this week, I guarantee you Poyer, Edmonds, all those guys would have played, but they're like, it's the Steelers, which are going to take the week off, which is understandable. They stink.
And we still kick their ass.
Yeah. It's fine. You can say that. But, yeah, that was.
Big game next week, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Big game
next week.
Like, I'm breaking it already.
Trust me. I've already been thinking about it.
You think we throw Trey in just for vibes? Like, you know?
I don't know if he practices this week, which I don't know if he will. I'm down. Throw him in there.
In the deep end.
Yeah, because just, you know, got to get him going at some point.
He can lock down Juju. That's easy.
Oh, yeah. Juju stinks. He's terrible.
I don't even know. Is that their number one?
He's technically their number one receiver, but Kelsey's their number one receiver. He's a tight end, but he's a receiver.
Yeah, he just had a big game.
Speaking of that, he caught 4 touchdowns yesterday.
4 TDs.
4?
Yeah, 4 TDs.
Oh,
it's funny. It's funny. He had 7 catches for 20 yards, but he had 4 touchdowns.
That means he's about to do 8 against us. He's about to drop 8 TDs.
Yeah, obviously the Bills' history with the Chiefs in the playoffs the last 2 years has not been very great.
You didn't have to bring up that. We could have just kept it regular season.
No, I agree. I'm just saying. We just got to – because
– I mean, the Chiefs went to like a firefight against the Raiders this past week.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really
good game. But that's because Jackson was there.
Because Jackson was there?
Jackson Mahomes was in the stands.
You think that's why they won?
That's why it
was close.
Yeah, he wasn't on the field. He was on the sidelines. As soon as Jackson touches the field, it's a win for the other team. So I'm going to send him a DM. I'm going to say, hey, buddy, just get the TikToks back.
We might need him to for next week, just to give us a better chance. I mean,
him and Juju. Get him out on the logo.
They need to collab. I don't know why they haven't yet, to be honest. But I was going to say, I mean, even then, I think that still the Bills could beat the Chiefs just because the Chiefs, their roster is just worse than it was last year. They lost Tyreek. Their defense is actually pretty good now. But besides that, I mean.
Which is scary.
Yeah. Like, if the Bills just play straight man coverage, I don't think the receivers can get open besides Kelsey. But, like, you double Kelsey and then just single out everybody, I don't think Juju, Marcus Valdes-Scantling, or Sky Moore can beat man coverage. So, like.
Who's their RB? Is it still
Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Yeah.
And then
Edwards-Helaire.
There's this rookie they drafted in, like, the 4th round named Isaiah Pacheco, who's not bad. And then Jerick McKinnon. They have, like, 3 running backs they use.
Are they. Edwards-Helaire was pretty decent in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was a first-round pick.
Is he doing well this year?
This year he has like four touchdowns in four games. So like
don't pay attention to the Chiefs. They're just
you just disregard them, eh?
They don't exist in my mind until game week.
But yeah, anyway, I mean we killed them last year in the season, like 38-20.
I know, I was fired up.
It was unreal.
One of my buddies
almost passed out during that game.
One of my buddies is a Chiefs fan, and he was wearing the Bills jersey for a week there. That was the bet.
He was a Chiefs fan, and you made him wear the Bills jersey for a week?
Yeah, the Allen jersey. If we lost, I was wearing Mahomes.
You took a big risk, not gonna lie.
I would have just killed myself. Honestly, I wouldn't have been seen in that.
How about Devontae Adams? Yesterday after the game.
No, that guy. Okay,
bulldozed one of the cameramen.
I have opinions on this because this pissed me off, to be honest.
Give your opinion.
You're upset, but like you're gonna go assault somebody because you lost the football game? Like really? That's like me going to a sporting event and then just pushing the cameraman off his stool just because he's there, just because I don't like him, just because I'm mad. You can't be doing that,
bro. He like yeeted him like 5 yards, and then puts out some crap ass apology.
Yeah, he didn't mean it. No chance he meant it.
And then if I was the cameraman, bro, I'm in the hospital. Like my back's broken.
The cameraman filed a
police.
Yeah,
he should.
Who he did?
he got assaulted.
If I'm him, I'm getting a bag. Bro.
I would too.
He will. Yeah,
this guy got assaulted by Devontae Adams.
I got neck problems.
And now Devontae Adams is going to be. They're looking at suspension.
Yeah, I saw that.
He should be suspended. So, I'm surprised they're going to suspend him, though, considering the way the NFL works with their suspensions.
But like, why would he do that?
He's probably going to get more games than Deshaun Watson.
He probably will, just because, as we know, the NFL doesn't know how to suspend predators for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Well, like, why would... Like, I just don't understand. Why would you just... Why would you do
Yeet
that?
Eat him?
It makes no sense. That just ask
him. He chucked the man.
Yeah, for no reason. He was just walking to the tunnel, and then he just... He just decided to push him for no reason.
It's typical Raiders, like, honestly. It's just Raiders behavior.
Yeah, also, that was the most Raiders loss ever. They should have won that game so easily, but they just...
Put him back in Oakland.
They choked it bad. Honestly, yeah, they probably will. They probably would have. I mean, that was bad. Like, and then Devontae at the end of the game, I think he was mad because it was like 3rd-and-1. He had an easy catch for a first down, and he couldn't get his second foot down, even though he had a lot of room to get a second foot down, but he just didn't. And he was mad about that, I think. And then on 4th-and-1, him and Renfro bumped into each other and they both fell down. So then the ball just went to no man's land and then it was over and then he was very mad. But it was actually his fault because Renfro was running like a deep out route and then Adams was running like a streak, but he like had an inside release. So like they both went like cut at the same time and they both went into each other. So it was actually Adams' fault. If he just ran straight instead of inside releasing, it would have been fine. But he basically lost in the game. So I think that's why he was mad. But then again, if you're mad, reason to push somebody for no reason.
He's probably also mad because he left Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah, he left Aaron Rodgers for Derek Carr, which is pretty funny.
Okay, who do you think's more mad, Aaron Rodgers that he's lost Devontae or Devontae that he's lost Aaron?
I think Aaron that he lost Devontae.
You think so?
Yeah, Aaron.
I think it's not even close.
Bro, Aaron is just throwing just for vibes now. He throws it up there and he's just like
And nothing's complete anymore. He doesn't complete it. Every time he used to throw a deep ball, at least last year, I'm like he's gonna complete it. This year, every time he throws a deep ball, nobody's there.
Well, it used to be Devontae's down there somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be automatic, and now he throws it, nothing there. I mean, they just speaking of that, they just lost to the Giants this week, which in London, the Packers did, which is pretty funny.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah, Danny Dimes.
What a nickname for just such a mediocre quarterback.
He's not even mediocre. He just stinks, but like, I'm not going to lie. He was fighting there, though, because like he had like somebody stepped on his hand, and his hand was all bloody, and it was kind of gross, and he was still going out there, and he was still like chucking the ball, and he was running, and I was like, you know what?
Such a fire nickname.
And he had a sprained ankle, so I was like, yo. I got to respect it. He's kind of fighting. And they ended up beating them. That was the most points the Giants scored all season. I think it was 27.
What was it, 7?
No, it was 27.
Oh, okay.
So that was and now the Giants are 4-1 somehow.
4-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
What the?
The whole NFC East is just disgusting, I guess.
You can tell I don't pay attention to any other team except the Bills. Because like I just don't give a crap.
No, the NFC East is disgusting now.
Yeah, I know. Like the Cowboys are 4-1. Giants are 4-1.
Don't bring them up. Josh is excited now. He's like, oh, Cooper Rush. He's undefeated as a starter.
Don't worry. We're going to talk about Cooper Rush for Josh. But speaking of Cooper Rush.
The best quarterback of all time.
I don't
The man it. Is 5-0 all time.
Know, but guess what? Jerry Jones said Dak is still the number one QB.
I mean,
paid
I don't.
$45 million just so we can lose the first round of the playoffs.
To be fair, he has to be the number one QB. You can't just be like Dak comes back and just don't start him.
Yeah, but what does that say for Cooper? Like, if you were Cooper, how are you feeling right now? Good?
Depressed.
I'd probably ask for a trade. Go to a team where you can start.
Commanders.
Because he's shown the ability that he could definitely start on
a team. If I was Cooper
team.
Rush, I'm going to the Broncos because Russ is not cooking. Russ is
not he's not cooking. There's no cooking going on.
He's definitely not.
Yeah, that
riding.
Was actually the third. We didn't even mention that. That was the Thursday night game, the Colts and the Broncos. I wanted to rake my eyes out while watching
that
game.
That's probably the like most. If you have two teams that both names both have to do with a horse, you just don't watch it, unless you're, you know.
Honestly, maybe because the Broncos have played in primetime at least like I think five times almost this season already. And they're terrible. So, like, we have to watch them on Thursday nights, Monday nights, or Sunday nights. And it's, like, it's the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. It's horrible.
Is it, like, what's the problem? Is it just everything is trash? Like, no one is good?
I don't understand it because they have a good team. Like, they have a good roster. Their defense is really good. They have good receivers. I really think it's just Russ and the play calling's terrible. Nathaniel Hackett, their coach.
Is their defense performing?
Yeah, their defense is good. It's, like, one of the best in the league.
Russ is just off his timing. Like, he's in a new city. He missed all of last year. So, he's... Hasn't played.
Oh, yeah, he did miss last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so he comes in. He's in a whole new system.
New system, new coach. Yeah.
They're expecting just to win because their team's gross, and he's obviously not performing. So I think it's, like, a combination of things. But, I mean, there's no excuse. You're getting paid, like, how much? Like, 40, 50
he's
million?
He's making, like, $42 million a year.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good point. But, yeah, $42 million.
You got to be ready to play at all times.
Yeah, like, obviously, especially from him. Like, he was in the same system for, like, 10 years. Yeah. So, like, going to a new one like that with a new coach, new teammates, new city – obviously, it's probably hard, but like, I feel like at this point you should figure it out. Like, you definitely know the play.
You know, that is a good point, but that's why being a pro athlete is so hard, because you got to, you know. But like, I could totally see why he's not performing. But you're getting paid.
But like, he's Russell Wilson. Like, that guy's like one of the best quarterbacks in the last 10 years. He's been unreal. He's been like a top five quarterback every year. And now he's just like he just fell off a cliff. I don't think it's entirely his fault. I think the coaching is horrible. Like Nathaniel Hackett, that guy shouldn't be a head coach. The Broncos hired him in the offseason, and he's
honestly, I'd back you to take the Broncos to the playoffs. I think if they
me,
yeah,
yeah. Honestly, he's probably
definitely
back
not Josh.
I'll just hand the ball off and play action every few times.
I don't want to coach him unless Cooper Rush is my starting quarterback.
Yeah. But yeah, Josh. So the Cowboys are 4-1. They have a big game next week against
the Eagles.
The Eagles.
We're gonna watch it after the Steelers game.
Who are 5-0?
What time is that?
So 4:25.
Sunday night.
The Bills game, and then
so it's gonna be right after.
Right after.
So
double header.
It's gonna be a great day on Sunday.
Oh my gosh! I gotta get the soundproofing out.
Yeah. Hey, you. You might have to.
Yeah, one because we'll be yelling for the Bills game, and then two because we'll be laughing at the Cowboys. I hope Cooper Rush just drops a stinker. The one game I watch him, he just goes 0-47.
I'm not gonna lie, if the Cowboys win on Sunday night against the 5-0 Eagles and Cooper Rush ends up having a good game, I might have to call him the GOAT.
I'm
not going to
tell you right
he
now.
He might be
if
the GOAT.
If Cooper Rush wins,
it's going to be a game.
If
man.
Cooper Rush beats the Eagles, I'm never saying I'm going to get a jersey of him. I'm going to put that out right now.
Mark it down right now.
If the Dallas Cowboys win, I will get a Cooper Rush jersey.
Bet.
And it's
Josh, you heard it here first. Remember that. Everybody remember that.
It's coming from DH Gate, and I'll get it in 8 months. But
I would say put it in the cart now, buddy, because you're going to be buying
you're
that.
You're going to get off AliExpress, and then like 10 months' time, I'll be like, oh, a package is going to be Cooper Rush jersey.
It's just going to come like a whole year later, like, oh, I forgot I ordered this.
You're going to be depressed. You can put mine in the cart, too. I'll get one.
We're all getting them. Yeah. We're all getting them.
For the press box. It'll just that'll be that wall back there.
We'll make a post about it, too, when it comes in like 2 years. But
when it finally arrives.
The next post on press box is gonna be the Cooper Rush trio.
So we are almost done the segment here, but before we go, we have a game on Thursday night this week, which is I'm not watching it, but like it's the Bears and the Commanders.
Oh,
so
what
that
a game.
Is prime time.
What a game!
Baby.
So that's gonna be I'm not gonna lie. That probably is gonna be the worst football game of the year. So that's gonna be the
Broncos,
one football game
Broncos
I'm not gonna watch.
Colts was pretty bad.
Huh?
Broncos no, Colts was pretty
it,
bad.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Wasn't
you're right.
the San Francisco? Didn't San Francisco?
Oh, San Francisco. San Francisco. Denver was also horrible.
Oh, that's like
on Sunday night was horrible.
Oh my god,
that was bad. Honestly, anything with Denver just seems terrible. But
so far, yeah.
The Bears and the Commanders. Like the Commanders suck. Carson Wentz sucks. The Bears
it sucks
stink.
Like before the season, me and you were literally talking about how the AFC QBs are going to be stacked and how good it's going to be and all this stuff.
It's complete
and
opposite right now.
Now it's been bad, and the NFC has just been killing
it. It's funny because we all thought the AFC was going to be stacked going into this year, and it's quite the opposite. The AFC's bad. Yeah. I mean, the Patriots might make the playoffs at the 7th seed at this point with the way they're playing. Bailey Zappi, their rookie quarterback, apparently he's just better than Mac Jones now, which is weird. But
it's funny how things switch up that quick, eh?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a lot of
all
a lot
I heard
of
about. All I heard about was Mac Daddy. All friggin'
yeah. The Patriots fans were really talking him up,
dude,
and I'm like, this guy sucks,
and he's trash.
Yeah, he sucks.
So
he's not good.
And it's so happy to see Patriots fans. Well, actually, now that Brady's gone, there's none left. But I'm so happy they're all Bucks fans now. I'm just so happy to see them in pain after all the years of.
Same here. It's great.
Of yeah,
but
you talk to them now and they're like, yeah, I don't even watch it anymore. Like, yeah,
I wouldn't watch that team either. That team's disgusting to watch.
Get out of here.
But yeah, that's gonna do it for this segment. We'll be back in after these short few commercials, and we'll be back with the NBA segment. What are we gonna talk about for that? Do we know?
Victor Wembanyama.
8 days till the season, so we'll talk about some predictions. Yeah, we'll talk about Victor, how good he is.
Yeah.
Is and he how this is going to be the best tank job in NBA history.
Yeah. All right, well, see you in a few minutes.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box. CKDJ 107.9's longest running program. 14th year. Yes. Yes, it is. My name's Greg. That's Josh. That's Connor. We are going to hop into the NBA segment now. Josh, we will hand it over to you. What are we going to talk about today?
So, in the most recent news, the Charlotte Hornets all-star point guard LaMelo Ball
sprained his ankle.
Looks scary.
Hurt his ankle last night.
Yeah. Is it sprained? That's it. It looks scary.
It looks scary. I heard his little cry too. Ah! And then
he
just
yelled
went down.
So loud.
Wait, how did it sound like again?
Ah! And then just went right down. And then, but this transitions perfectly into the tank job for Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. Wembanyama?
Yeah.
Wembanyama?
I don't know how to say his name.
Victor. Big V.
Yeah, Big V.
Yeah, Big V. Big
So obviously, if you don't know, he's 7'4" god from France.
Yeah.
An absolute freak show.
How old is he again?
He's 18 now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Turning 19 next year.
He's 18?
Yeah, bro.
Bro,
but
what?
At the age of 16, when Rudy won his defense player of the year, Rudy went back to France to train, and Victor was there. And Victor literally 5-0'd him in a 1v1.
Yeah, but
Josh, let's be real. Are we surprised?
No, I'm not. No, but
I can probably post up Rudy Gobert.
Probably. Yeah, he's that bad.
I don't know about post him up, but.
Defo.
You can beat him off the dribble for sure.
Yeah, you can definitely
beat
him off
dribble
the
basketball. So.
And that's a compliment, by the way, for those sure, listening, because sure. I am gross. Anyways.
All right, so yeah, tank job, Victor. This is going to be one of the best, worst seasons of NBA basketball. So you have like a bunch of teams like competing for the championship, and then like anyone that's pretty much not guaranteed to win, they're going to be like, we need to lose as many games as
load
possible.
Load management is making a comeback.
Yeah, it's going to be like,
facts.
It's going to be huge. Like, I won't be surprised if Charlotte's like, you know what, guys, let's just shut LaMelo down for the season.
The whole season?
They're going to make play-in at best.
Do they need to tank?
I mean, I agree, but like,
if they tank, they get Victor, and then you have LaMelo and Victor.
But you have LiAngelo.
That would be gross.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, he's going to play like a game with them and get cut again.
I don't even think he's going to make the team.
No, he's the next Victor.
No, he's not.
But yeah, so tank job. Like, a lot of these teams are going to be purposefully losing games. Adam Silver literally had to make a comment about it. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's how scared Adam Silver is this year.
Can you imagine your big V, okay? You balled out all summer. People are tanking for you just for you to go to the Sacramento Kings.
That might happen.
That would be tragic.
Honestly, though, he's probably going to go to Oklahoma City.
Oh, that would be gross.
And OKC has a million picks, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Chet.
And Shai.
I don't care, but just their front court. Him and Chet.
Yeah.
How are you scoring? Like,
and think about the oops. It's going to be.
They can both handle the ball.
Chet's
out
for the year, right?
Yeah. They already shut him down.
Yeah.
Shai is.
So next year, they might be gross. They might be gross next year.
I want him to go to the Knicks.
They might be really good.
I want him to go to the Knicks.
Dude, I don't want anyone.
Because of the market? Or like
they're like the funniest.
Just because I feel like that'd be hilarious.
They're like the funniest big franchise.
Because
in
the Knicks would somehow mess it up.
Definitely.
They play him.
Dude, they like draft Scoot Henderson, guaranteed. They got the first overall pick. I'm like, we're gonna go Scoot, who's good, but you can't
his
pass
name
on
is,
Victor.
Bro, his name is Scoot.
Yeah, he dropped 27 against Victor.
Yo, Scoot, if you're listening to this, bro, your parents did you dirty, dog. Your name is Scoot, bro. How about you scoot on out of here?
Oh my God. And then we have 8 days until the regular season, boys. 8 more days.
8 days, yeah.
I'm so excited.
What's the opening night game?
I think it's like Lakers Warriors, which I'm not excited about.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
And then
it's gonna get a lot of use.
Is Draymond and Poole starting or together?
I don't think Draymond's gonna play, man. I think
he's taking time away from the team.
What?
He gave that nasty right hand, and then
That nasty Superman punch, and then
so it's opening nights: Sixers, Celtics, and then Lakers, Warriors.
Draymond's going to go.
That's a solid night.
Draymond's the Warriors are going to absolutely torch us.
Yeah, I agree, but
they're going to torch us, and then Celtics, I think, are going to lose to the Sixers.
I agree, but that should be a fun game to watch, though.
Yeah, just because it's Boston versus Philly. So.
What day is that on?
The 18th.
Is that Tuesday? What day of the week?
I think it's Tuesday.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
Were we the 11th today?
Not a bad opening night.
No, it's going to be a good night.
I'm going to watch.
I'm excited for it.
Did you see the thing that James Harden said, that he doesn't get enough credit for...
Yeah, but then he said he doesn't care, so...
Care about it? Which but I feel like that doesn't make sense. Count. You bring it up, and then you're like, but I don't
No,
care.
I think they asked him about it. Like, they asked him, like, do you feel like you're getting enough credit for taking this pay cut? And he was like, no, but I don't really care. Because he has to go out to all the clubs anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I gotta respect, though, that he took the pay cut, though, to be honest.
Bro, he already made so much money. He doesn't need it.
I know,
all
but
he needs on his resume right now is a championship. Yeah.
Honestly, I think he's going to have a really good year this year, to be honest.
I think he will, too. I just don't think he's going to get it.
Maxi? Not all the time. Maxi will be good this year?
Yeah.
He's decent gross. Last year, eh?
He's going to be gross. Dude, take this in. So I was doing a fantasy draft last week.
Yes, sir.
Guess who's ranked eighth on the board?
Promote the pod.
Eighth on the board?
Fantasy draft for what? Fantasy draft for what? Promote it.
Free throw on extended YouTube. Check it out.
Josh's new basketball pod.
Yes, sir.
Go check it out, everybody.
Yeah, apparently Kyle Kuzma's going to be an all-star. We'll see about that.
Yeah, the first episode was wild. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, first episode was...
questionable.
Anyways. Go watch it. You'll figure out why.
Yeah, so I was doing it. Dude, Tyrese Halliburton's ranked eighth on the fantasy draft.
What?
Yeah, I took him. I wanted to see what you all this fuss was. Yeah, I took him. I was like, I'm going to check it out. But it's because I had eighth pick.
Bold pick.
So I got him, and then I got Trae Young right after. My team's kind of gross.
Oh, that's not bad.
And FPG.
That's good.
And I have a bunch of good centers. So
who went after him then? What kind of players that went after Tyrese Halliburton?
I think it was Cat ranked 9.
Okay, fair enough. I'm surprised. Why was he so high? Is it because he's the number one option?
Yeah, if you think about it, though, it makes sense. Like he had a really good season last year, and this year, like, they need him to be good. And he has the keys to the offense officially, and yeah, I think he's just going to have a gross year. I was like, let's see what happens.
So you took it?
I took it.
Let's see if the gamble pays off for you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Find out on, what's it called?
He's on Extended.
YouTube.
I don't know.
I was just handing it off.
He's trying to get you to promote here, to market. Yeah.
And that's F-R-E-E.
www.youtube.com/freethrowlineextended.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, perfect. And actually, when you search us up, we're the only channel.
Yeah, kinda you're
perfect.
The only channel with that name.
Else, beautiful. No one else wants to use that long-ass name. Everyone's
sick name, though.
I'll back it.
What's your podcast name again?
We're not there yet. We're not at the levels of 3 for 9. It will be promoted, but just not yet.
Wait, Connor has a podcast?
Yeah, he has a football podcast.
I forgot.
He is a
soccer podcast.
Someone's got to show it love in this country, okay? We're in the World Cup and no one cares. It's disgraceful.
You know why? Because no one cares about soccer.
It's
in
this disgraceful.
Country.
Actually, I'm going to disagree because I feel like a lot of people care about that. Because when it was happening, when they were qualifying like a few months ago.
Yeah, everyone was on their back.
Everybody was on the bandwagon.
We were all behind it. I felt so good. And then the interest just dropped off. I'm like, this is wow.
When does the World Cup start?
November.
Really? There's no chance I could have known that unless somebody told me.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. And the games, I don't know if they're gonna do, but listen, I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Be up at 3 a.m. watching.
So we get. We're gonna pause on that note. We have so in 2026, we have the World Cup coming here.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh my god!
The summer games are here.
This is. No. Oh, this is why you need to listen to the Five Back Pod. Apple Music, Apple Podcast.
Jeez, I'm cringing.
Spotify, YouTube. So you can learn about this.
That name is like a full pause.
What do you mean?
But the way you think? The Five Back Pod. Just think about that for a second, Connor. And what? There's five guys on it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What do you mean, jeez? Nah, you're tripping.
Now I understand why you wrote that play today or that movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Josh was telling me about it in the car. I was like, oh.
And yeah, okay. This is
That's only something Connor could think about.
We gotta close this.
Yeah, segment. Okay. We won't talk about that.
Back to the NBA.
Yeah, so
who do you guys think the best player in the world is gonna be this year?
Landry Shamet.
Okay, you not valid.
Listen, just for all my press box listeners, it's just me and you right now, okay? Don't listen to these other.
Wait, I just want to say this is the second week in a row he's mentioned
this
the Landry.
This is my
Shamet.
Moment. Loves Landry. Landry Shamet is going to have a breakout year this year, and when he's dropping like 18 points per game.
What team has Landry Shamet play for?
He's not going to get 18 minutes, bro.
When he drops like 18 points a game, you guys are going to come back to this and you're going to think Connor is a genius, and then you're going to buy me 2 free slices of pizza.
I don't think he's going to play.
Instead of 1.
He's not going to get 18 minutes.
Don't sleep.
He's not going to get 18 minutes.
No, sleep. Write him off, and then he won't write back. Landry Shamet.
That's fine.
Sixth man of the year.
I don't think he's going to play that much to be a sixth man of the year.
What is he then?
Like 10th.
Sixth man
like
of
Cameron
the year.
Cameron Payne's going to get more minutes.
No, I really don't think he's going to be in the rotation, dude.
Landry Shamet, sixth man of the year. You heard it here first.
Okay, whatever you say.
Wait, what's Greg, can I know what the obsession is with Landry Shamet? With you?
Because he's gross off the catch and shoot.
No, but like, why though?
It's because in 2K, it's the only player he can somewhat use.
Okay, now I know.
Greg, who do you think the best player in the world is going to be this year?
Do I want to go generic or do I want to go with like a hot take?
You can't get much hotter than Landry Shamet.
Paul George?
That's George? Even worse than Landry.
Hot take. That's not, what are you talking about?
That's very far from worse.
No.
I'm saying generic. I'm actually going to go Luka Doncic. I think he's going to have a
phenomenal
year.
I was
going
to go
year.
Generic and say either like Giannis, Luka, or like Steph Curry, but I didn't want to do
But you know why Paul is a bad take? Why? Is because he actually like has potential to be good where Landry doesn't.
I think,
you know?
Paul George, but when Paul, he's healthy, he's still a top 10 player in the
that's
league.
That's what I'm saying. He's still like one of the best players in the league when he's healthy.
It's just, but is he ever healthy? I think Derrick Rose is top 10 in the league when he's healthy, but he hasn't been healthy since 2013 or whatever.
Actually, he had a healthy season.
That's still a touchy subject, dude. Chill.
Yeah. Josh is still heartbroken.
Everyone is. Every NBA fan is.
Sure, yeah.
You ever watch like a Derrick Jones compilation on YouTube?
Derrick Jones?
Derrick Jones. Why
are you watching Derrick Jones compilation?
Because he can jump. That's why.
What the heck is this?
I meant Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose compilation on YouTube and just get sad because I did that this morning with AB.
Wow. Now he's doing some mad things in the pools and such.
Yeah, he posted a picture today that we can't even talk about on the pod.
Oh my god. Anyways, who's winning the dunk contest this year?
Depends who
Landry Shamet.
I don't think he can dunk.
Yeah, I don't think he can dunk.
Well, he's winning 3-point.
I just hope it's better than last year, man. Last year's dunk contest was absolutely brutal.
The dunk contest has become a joke the last
year. It's not getting better than Toronto.
I mean, yeah, the last good one was
Toronto. I think Toronto All-Star game, best All-Star game of all time.
It's probably, yeah.
It's just a fact.
It was one of the best weekends of all
time.
It was
very fun. I think that was the best dunk contest of all time, too. No offense. Because
that was the one that Kobe LeBron pick got chosen. Drake ruined the photo.
Yeah.
I agree. People say Drake made that photo legendary. I'm like, I think he just ruined it. I think if he was out of it, it would look way better.
I think it's just fine the way it is. It's legendary either way.
Yeah,
but,
facts.
But like, that's the best All-Star game of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think anything is close either.
It's not. Shout out to the Six.
To Toronto.
Yeah, we're doing stuff over here. Doing good
are we
stuff.
Going to talk about the Jays ever on this show? Or should
no, they're not doing it.
Okay.
Because I'm not over it. So.
Well, typical Toronto
fashion. Greg's not just going for 2 heartbreaks this year. He's going for 3. The all-time.
What else is new with my sports
bills? It's gonna be a rough year for Greg.
I mean, I've already experienced three bad ones this year. The Bills and the Leafs were earlier this year, and then we experienced this one. So I don't know how I'm alive still, to be honest. We'll push through. Hopefully, the Bills can do something this year.
Yeah, I saw that cute photo of you on Twitter.
Yeah, I was depressed in my bed. I didn't move from my bed for like 5 hours after the game. I was just done.
You just saw it coming though. It's a Toronto team.
I mean, I saw the score was 8-1. I'm like, oh no way, we lose, right? No, I was mistaken. That was definitely
wow.
There's only like a few innings to play, right? Like
it was.
They're up 8-1 was in the seventh inning.
Yeah, so there's 2 to go.
I don't. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Toronto
that was a waste
cursed.
Of 4.5
Toronto
hours.
Toronto is cursed, bro.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I always say we're cursed.
Except for the Raptors, though.
What do you mean?
Well, they won the championship.
All I'm gonna say is the Raptors.
That was the only time that good things happened to a Toronto team.
Exactly.
All I'm gonna
and
say is
trash. Everyone got hurt.
We're not trash.
All I'm gonna say is. The Raptors lose in 6 games if KD doesn't get hurt.
Facts.
Not even close.
They almost lost in 6 games if Clay
but
didn't get
hurt.
But
why would you even say that? Just be happy Toronto won.
No, I'm happy they won,
something.
But I would definitely trade a Leafs Stanley Cup or a Jays World Series.
If the Leafs win a Stanley Cup, this country's burning. Like, yeah. This country
dude,
is burning.
The NHL
burning.
Is going to burn.
Yeah.
The NHL itself
oh, my
is
God.
Crumble. I'm trading that Raptors championship any day of the week.
They're going to have to give us, like, a week off if Toronto.
What about the Bills Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, I trade the Raptors chip for that too.
I think Greg would trade everything in his life for.
I mean,
Super
to be
Bowl.
Fair, the Raptors are my fourth favorite sports team, so that's why I'm like that. But you know, it's whatever. I also just don't like the Raptors fans; they're just annoying. So
yeah, when KD got hurt and they were celebrating.
Yeah, and they were celebrating. I'm like, guys, come on! Like, what are we doing
yeah,
here?
I celebrated that.
That's messed up.
It got
you
us.
You know what?
Chip.
I'm not surprised.
I knew he was
like going to
be okay. I knew he was going to be okay, but it's okay.
He was not okay.
He
only missed
for like
2 years.
Yeah,
but he's back now. Like, I didn't want it to be bad, but I was just missed
how
games.
Much worse does it get with a torn Achilles?
That's like one of the worst injuries you could get.
Yeah, this is true.
It was like he had like a actually, fractured finger. It was like he like tore his Achilles. His life has changed.
Yeah, well, Katie's a... Hey, questionable.
Katie wears big shoes.
I was about to
shoes.
Say, we're not editing that out again.
No.
Yeah. Katie just wears big shoes.
Katie, can I say piss?
Well, you just did.
They would have heard it anyway.
Well, Katie
you covering the mic with your hand wouldn't have worked.
Katie
so.
Pisses me off. on Twitter.
All right, well, that's 14. Okay, we're going to wrap it up now.
We'll wrap it. We're going to the NHL. Yeah, season's back tonight.
Yes, sir. So
predictions.
Yeah, we'll
we're running for some predictions.
Yes, sir. We'll do that when we come back.
I got some hot takes coming your
after this
way.
Break. When we come back, we're going to be back with the NHL, and then later we're going to talk about – we're talking about UFC today or no?
We'll just chop it up for the last
Yeah, actually, bit. Ty just got – yeah. There's a good card in December we can talk about.
Yeah, okay. Banger well, card. We'll be back after these
– MMA segment never goes well.
Yeah, we'll be back after these quick few messages.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ 107.9's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. This is Connor.
Let's go.
What a flawless intro from the boys.
Great intro.
Yeah, unreal.
I thought it'd be funny if I would have just freezed up. And
I wouldn't have been surprised. You seemed a little nervous, but it's okay. We might have to start doing that every
year. We might have to, yeah.
That's fire.
Might be the new intro. All right. Well, we're now on to the NHL segment. The NHL season starts tonight. The long-awaited after the Avalanche beat the Lightning in, I think, like six
See
games,
their rings?
Five games.
See their...
I did, yeah, the ceremony.
Pretty nice
rings. I'm not going to lie, I thought the ceremony was kind of weird, the way they were doing it. It was like, they were all just sitting at a table with suits on, and then there was just some weird music playing on like a Bluetooth speaker in the background, and then, and then they just opened the box. I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, but.
Just one guy's bows.
Like, yeah, he's just holding it like.
He has a Beats
bill. But yeah, that happened. So, the Avalanche got their rings, so congrats to them. And we're going to start the season today, so that's great. We got two games tonight. We have the Rangers and the Lightning, a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And then
the
we have
the goalies in the league.
Yeah, and then we kind of have a random one. We have the Vegas Golden Knights and the Los Angeles Kings, which both teams didn't make the playoffs last year. Or no, I think Vegas made the first round and they lost.
So did the Kings.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, they were both in the first round. I forgot the Kings made it.
That's
they lost
how
the
irrelevant Oilers. The Kings are.
How many cups do the Blackhawks have? Because I think the Kings have the same amount.
Let's see, four. We got like, surely we have one in like the. No! I just saw that the Blackhawks traded Riley Stillman. And 2 weeks ago, I nodded him for the Norris candidate on this show. And now he's gone. Sorry for the yell, but I was looking at the roster.
Yeah, he just saw it, and out of nowhere, he just decided to yell. It's not like we had to edit out anything or anything.
No,
like
I just can't believe they traded him. I had him for the Norris. Oh, my God.
Did you
God.
Actually have him on the Norris?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago on this show, I said Riley Stillman's winning.
Oh,
the
I do
Norris
remember
trophy.
That. I do remember that.
And now he's gone.
Where'd he get traded to?
We went to the Canucks or something.
What'd you get for him? Like a washing
knowing
machine?
Knowing our GM,
we probably got
a 4-inch screw for our. Laundry machine or something. That's how stupid.
I was so
RGM
concerned
is.
With where he was going with that. To
yeah,
be honest.
Me too. Like, oh my God! Why? Anyways,
back to tonight's games.
Why?
Lightning Rangers. Who you guys got? I think Rangers are going to catch the dub.
I think the Rangers are going to win too, just because Tampa's played a lot of hockey in the last like 3 years, and I think they're going to be a little tired, maybe a little flat, and their roster's just not as good as it was like the last few years. So
Rangers are going to win 4-2, and it's going to be Bradman 2 goals. And Zibanejad one, and then like Adam Fox for the fourth.
You think Vasilevskiy's gonna have 4 goals in the first game?
Yeah, because Bradman's gonna go off.
Mr. Artemi Panarin?
Yes, former Hawk. I have his jersey on the Hawks.
Oh, you have his. That's
of course
that's,
you have his jersey. You always have players that aren't.
It was
there
on
anymore.
The wall. You could just saw it.
Well, I didn't pay attention to it. Oh my two God. Folks on.
He was looking at your
2K,
wall,
dude.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Anyways, that's actually a cool jersey.
It's gonna be 4-2, and it's the Winter Classic one too, or Stadium Series when we played Minnesota.
That's a nice jersey.
Anyways, we're winning. They're winning 4-2.
You think so?
No questions asked. Vasilevskiy's gonna have a yeah.
I don't think there's gonna be like first game of the season. I think defense is gonna be more ahead of the offense, so therefore, and the goalies are gonna be more ahead of the offense. So I think it's gonna be like a low scoring, more like a 2-1 type of game.
I like 2-1. 2-1 was my original, yeah. But then I was like, nah, we gotta go.
Like also both goalies like Shesterkin and Vasilevskiy were both like the top two goalies in the league. So it's like I don't think they're gonna allow that.
Personally, I really highly rate Peter Mrazek. Just new Hawks goalie.
That guy is horrific.
Former 67. I actually have his signature.
Leaf legend. Was one of the worst players in the Leafs last year. And then they charted him for nothing. And he makes like $3.5 million.
Who do we have next?
Kings in Vegas.
The Knights in Vegas. Josh, how do you feel about this game since you're
Kings
easy
6-0'd up.
6-0.
No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be a fight.
He's just so...
I actually think you guys are going to win.
Who likes
think
the
so
Kings?
Too. This guy right here.
That guy, Josh,
oh my
right there.
God.
Who likes the Blackhawks?
I'm not even gonna look at you.
That's true. Your organization's horrible.
Who likes Chicago?
I know.
After what they've done recently.
Let's move on.
We're not going to talk about
that. We're not going to talk about
that. We're going to change your name and for having a questionable name.
Yeah, you guys have a questionable name, too.
We're not talking about hockey
and a questionable
either.
Logo.
It's out of respect.
Is it?
I think. I don't know. I can't comment on that. I'm an indigenous. I don't know. I have no say in this, but go Hawks. Who do they play? Do they play tonight?
No. No, only two games tonight.
Let's look at the schedule, actually, for the
you
first
You guys probably
week.
Play, like, tomorrow.
Okay, when do Hawks play?
Against Arizona, and you guys are probably going to lose that game.
Please tell me play Arizona.
All right, so next games are tomorrow. Are you playing? You're playing
Avalanche.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
Oh, my God.
GG's.
That's gonna be. I don't even want to, like, think about it.
That's going to be a rough
game.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, you guys are getting smoked.
That's going to be a rough one.
Okay, I'm saying we're going to lose 8-1, but our one goal is going to come from
Jujhar Kara.
Yeah, and he's going to get 20 goals this year. But I think we're only giving up 8 because Stillman's gone.
Right? Oh, yeah. The Norris Trophy candidate is not on the team anymore.
Oh, my God.
Is the game tonight for the Kings in the Crypto.com arena?
Yeah, it is.
Let's go.
Wait.
Woo, we love that arena.
Where else would it be?
Either in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Or
hello?
In T-Mobile Arena? Is that where they play? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude. What kind of question was that?
Well, I didn't think that. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
What was the thought process there when you
asked? I just thought,
are they going to play in Ottawa?
No, I don't know why you emphasized the name so much. Like, it's not the Staples Center anymore. Get over it.
I don't want to get over it. It's depressing.
I won't get over
Kobe dies and then they change it? Well, what is that?
Yeah, that's why they changed it.
Yeah, it's messed up.
It is messed up.
Staples did so much for Kobe.
It was his arena for 20 years.
It was his arena.
Why don't they just name it Kobe Bryant Arena?
They should.
Well, they never do that because they make money off of being advertised.
I know, but like crypto.com Kobe Bryant Arena.
Crypto.com.
I mean, yeah, they could have done that, but I don't know if crypto.com would have wanted that because they
it's
want
also
their,
just funny though
their
because
brand.
Of how like crypto's like just regressed in the like since they made that
it's kind of like
contract deal.
It's funny because it's like crypto went down at the same time the Lakers did.
No, that's not true.
So it could be like
the Lakers were literally bad for like the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's been not great. Besides the bubble championship, it's been bad.
Which
yeah.
doesn't count at all.
It really does count.
I think it counts because I think that's the highest level of basketball we've seen in a long time.
No, but it's just like it doesn't.
It was literally count. Just hoops. There's no outside noise. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, it was just.
But that's the whole point.
Gentlemen playing basketball.
That's gentlemen. That's the whole. Can I actually no? We're,
just the boys
we're
having a good time.
Fine.
Yeah, I was gonna bring up something I saw, but it's just we're on hockey.
So does the bubble for NHL just not count because it's literally just like eight Canadian teams going at it
exactly.
the whole time?
And yeah. I would agree. That's probably the smartest thing you said in your life. I think anything in a bubble doesn't count.
I mean, I think the NHL bubble was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was dumb.
For lack of a better term,
like, I mean, obviously,
it was idiotic.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like.
Greg just.
I get so scared anytime
he grabbed himself.
Anytime
he
opens
that.
His mouth, I get so scared.
I just saw his eyes opened up. He's like.
I was like, don't do it, man. But
oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Canadian teams couldn't play the American teams. Because of the whole vaccine thing, so.
Well, thanks.
Restrictions, so. Yeah. This is why we're saying, just, you know, people, just in case people don't
so
know.
What, so what do you think the Kraken are doing this year? We already went over their crappy-ass mascot last week.
Yeah, the mascot's horrible.
You missed that. That was a great.
Their team's horrible.
Wait. Just on the mascot thing. Did you see how much Denver Nuggets mascot is getting paid?
Yeah, like.
Oh, yeah, he's making like $60K.
$625.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
This guy's literally almost getting an NBA contract.
I wonder how much Bowie he's getting paid.
Hello?
Probably like $5.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's 1:24.
It's okay. We'll be out here by
1:30.
Yeah, we'll be out here by 1:30. I'm good. How are you? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Warm up the chair for me?
Yeah.
Okay. He looks real good today, I think. Yeah. Right. I don't think he's washed
Thanks,
that hoodie, but... It's okay. lucky you.
All right, so sorry about that.
Wait, you're not going to cut that out?
No, we're leaving it.
There's no swearing. It's not like you.
I think I might actually drop one by accident earlier that went under
well,
the
we'll roof. Never know now. We're not looking back.
Sorry.
Back, so.
Sorry if I did. Anyways, a little interruption there. Basically, what you learned from that is Greg smells so bad. So should we just end this? Because you don't have to talk MMA.
Well, I mean, we could end this now, like when.
What a crappy segment.
I mean, we could end this like soon, and then.
Just
how long is she gonna be in her for? Until
3.
Yeah, I gotta go. So you know what?
We might only have 3 segments today, fellas.
No. End this now. I'll do some final terms right now. So basically, guys, all you need to know is that Jujhar Kara, 20 goals. Riley Stillman, not winning the Norris anymore, Peter Mrazek, Vezina, and William N. Jennings. This has been the NHL segment, and we'll be back after these messages. Just doing Greg's job now.
Are we done? Like, what are we doing
now? That's all we need to know. MMA. MMA next.
MMA next? Okay, okay.
Yeah, we'll do a quick
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ 107.9's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. This is Connor.
Flawless again.
Once again.
Okay, we're going to speed run.
We're going to have a quick segment here.
Speed run.
Speed run. Speed run. Okay.
So MMA.
MMA. Obviously, we have a card in 2 weeks. The Piotr Jan, Sean O'Malley, all those guys that are fighting. But today, Tai Tuivasa, he got a fight coming up, which I was shocked that he's fighting this soon after that massacre against Gon. He's fighting Sergey... I remember his last name.
Sergey.
Starts with a P. in Orlando. And that's actually a really good card, turns out. Kevin Holland, you know, retired for about 3 weeks, came out of retirement. Yeah, he's fighting Wonderboy.
He did the Brady.
Yeah, he did the classic. I'm assuming after that Khamzat thing, he's just getting a fat payday every time he fights now. So he's fighting Wonderboy. That'll be a fun one, just elite striking. And the rest of the card just turns out to be a banger. So I'm excited for that. Are you guys going to be watching the 2 p.m. card on the Saturday, the
22nd? Yes, I am, indeed.
Abu Dhabi?
Yes, I am.
Of course. And it's going to be a good one.
You look like the type of guy that pays for the UFC.
Yeah, because he definitely is. I have to think how to say this without us having to cut it. I'm not a wiener, okay? I respect Dana White, and the fighters need to get paid.
You paying for the fight?
Okay. Fighters need to get
have
paid.
Have you actually paid for a UFC card?
God, no. Never
okay, good. Yeah, we stream everything here, boys, so, okay?
Yeah.
It's
fine. But for legal reasons, I do, and I'm really
it's
want
It's not illegal for you to watch it online.
That's why it's called an illegal stream, Josh.
Oh, my God. But it's illegal,
no, it's
for
illegal
the guy
for them to put
streaming
it. It's not really
it's
illegal,
not illegal
for you,
for you
to
watching it.
Okay, you know what? This is a debate for the other. I would really love to get into this, but we're short on time.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think I might bet on Sugar Sean because he could win and he's got good returns.
Just burn your money at that point.
That is disrespectful.
Also, the openings for the fight between me and Connor have come. I'm a -1,000 favorite. So,
first of all, the social media was not active on this last week. I looked on Twitter, okay? # CKDJ1079, who is winning, me or Josh? And if you don't bet me, you might as well burn your money.
No, that's...
Might as well...
I don't think anybody's voting you, Connor.
I beat you at 2K. I made you mental boom in PGA.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen
golf
to him.
Twice.
I don't know. Josh kind of messed you up last week, like mentally.
He's a liar. And on the court. On his home court.
He's a liar.
With his
he's
oval rim.
He's a liar.
His oval rim. Every shot he could
hit
anything.
Okay, what a good show this was. Thank you so much for listening. MMA, yeah, good sport.
Catch us next week.
I really like watching men beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah, it's a good time. And women. We don't.
And women. And you know what? If they thems too. Let's get the sport diversified. Anyways, God bless.